Looking forward, one may ask how economic conservatives address our current problems. Do they have an alternative to our oil addiction, to imperial commitment, to global warming? No. Did they have a program of recovery for the city of New Orleans? No. Is there a realistic conservative plan for health care? No. There is merely opposition to everyone else's ideas. Is there a realistic conservative approach to immigration? Not really. Part of the conservative movement favors a brutal and impossible wall. And part of it favors a return to indentured servitude in the form of a guest worker program. Have the conservatives come to grips with the changing global economy? Notably, the wave of economic crises since 1980, and the rise of the one large country to stay away from the globalized financial system, namely China? Do they have a vision for the future of the world monetary system, should something happen to confidence in the dollar? No. The terms of the policy dialogue have changed, but the terms of reference of the great conservative economic worldview have not. It is therefore no surprise that George W. Bush failed to make principled use of principled conservatives, thereby earning their embittered rejection. The reality is that no government, no matter how far to the right in political terms, could make any serious use of them. The experience of the past quarter century and the evolution of practical understanding about economic policy since the Reagan years simply makes it impossible to take the conservative worldview seriously as a constellation of ideas to be applied to policy. And therefore, it is fair to say that there will never again be any U.S. government for which a truly principled conservative might work. In the final analysis, Bush is remarkable merely for his lack of interest in hiring committed intellectuals to shill for his policies, and, therefore, for his willingness to court rejection by the principled conservative crowd. He ran an unapologetic government of businessmen and lobbyists, governing largely without academic cover. Moreover, not only have the conservatives been cast from power, they have also ceased to evolve. Is there any such thing as a modern conservative economic policy idea? Not only are there no Reaganite intellectuals in Bush's government, the flow of new suggestions from the academic citadels into the policy arena has stopped. To find the main work of today's leading academic conservatives requires reaching back 30 years. All of the ideas that define conservative economic thought in America and in the rest of the world were well known a generation ago. They were all tested in the United States, the United Kingdom, and around the rest of the world in the cauldron of the 1980s. And they were nearly all abandoned by policymakers long ago. By the end of the 1980s, at the latest in the United States, by the early 1990s in Britain, and by the end of the 1990s in most of the rest of the world. Those that were enacted, like charter schools, are in the evaluation phase, and the record is not especially good. Those that remain on the agenda, or are likely to come again, like the privatization of Social Security, have no new justification. The arguments cooked up for that cause are at least 20 years old. Academic economics today is divided largely between a body of pragmatic work that is no longer very conservative, but rather apolitical, and a body of conservative doctrine that lacks any connection to the policy world.